Good morning. It's 7:51 a.m. Monday, April the 9th, 2018. Hi, it's been a while. I've been lazy. Didn't want to do it. I didn't do it. Couldn't make myself do it. But I've got to do it. It's a nasty morning out here this morning. Sun is beginning to burn through, which is good, but it snowed overnight. Everything is wet. Air is wet, makes it colder. It's not even 40 degrees yet this morning. After a high of about 66 yesterday. Snowed last night. Not a lot, but discouraging. So, I could stand up a little straighter. The suicide run has gone out. It's did pretty well over the weekend. It got up to 112 on Amazon. That's good. It's not going to break in the top 100. That's pretty clear. Well, it might. If Amazon puts out a specific science fiction fantasy, and they include that book on it, could go. But it's hanging in around 300. My goal is to keep it above 1,000 till the end of the month. I don't know if it'll stay or not. It's falling fast. Much faster than I would have expected it to. Yeah, it is what it is. The first book in a whole year, so I can't really complain too much. The next book is still hovering right around 50,000. I can't seem to. I mean, this is the hard part. This is the mushy middle. This is where it becomes a challenge, even with an outline, to push it forward. I've got to go back and look at the outline here. I wasn't specific enough about the middle part. Or perhaps I was too specific. Because a lot of the stuff that I said I was going to do in the middle, I'm not doing it in the middle because it doesn't work out right. Well, maybe I should see what I can do about writing back toward where I was going to go. Thank you.
Yeah, put my hood down.
The other thing the hood was doing, besides keeping my neck and ears warm, was that it was keeping the water from dripping from the trees down my neck. It doesn't drip on my head because I got a ball cap on, but that tree was dripping pretty good. The sun is evaporating the wetness off the road. There's little wisps of mist rising where the sun is shining on it. Be here now. So today's therapy day. I've got to go. I got to go home, and then I'll have the time for just about half a cup of coffee before I have to leave again. But I figured if I didn't walk now, I'm not likely to do it at 10. That sun does feel good. I'm almost to the eastern turn here, so. That will feel nice. Ears are cold, my nose is cold. They should warm up pretty good. At any rate, so yeah, home run is coming. I think I have two weeks. Today's the 9th, the 22nd. Not quite 2 weeks. The Dizzy Dragons are doing an event. We're going to try to write 50,000 words in 2 weeks, which is about 3,000 words a day. They're going to do sprints at the library and stuff, but I can't do those. I'm still going to try to do the 50,000 words in 2 weeks. But I'm hoping, of course hoping doesn't do anything, I have to actually do it. But I'm hoping that I'll be working on darkness by then. Thousand words to do in the next 10 to 12 days. I can do it. Of course, 50,000 is sort of like the limit. So if it comes in at 85 or 90,000, I'm not going to fight it. That's where full share and half share fall. Actually, all the first three shares fall just under 100,000 words. I think quarter share is the shortest with 82,000, but I may have them backwards. Half share may be the shortest with 82,000. 85, 82. Okay. Fine. Yes. Whew. I'm feeling the not walking. I need to not do that. Not walk for, geez, I don't even know how long. It says on my phone, but
been a while. Get ready, say it with me. Monk pose. Let me see. And of course it shut off the recorder, so now I've got to merge the files when I get them home. Crap. But yeah, this is only the second time this month that I have walked. That's not good. That's not good. I've got to do better than that. I need the exercise for all kinds of reasons. So I'll have to do better. April 2nd. Wow, I can't believe that. I can believe it because I've been recording the fact that I haven't been walking. I just forgot where I started not walking, I guess. Anyway. So David Cochran has a new piece out, I think. One of the interesting things that's happened lately is Amazon has started going after scammers and botters, click farmers. There are a bunch of people who are really dominating the lists for books that aren't really books, with audiences that aren't really audiences. They're using click farms to get pages read that aren't really being read, they're just being clicked through. And they're replicating books. So they'll give it, they have like 4 or 5 books. And the title and the first book is the book. And then they'll put samples of the other 4 books in the back, which are largely the other 4 books. And then they'll take the second book, and they'll put that as the title. And then they'll put the other 4 books behind it. And the third book, and the other 4 books behind it, the fourth book. And so what happens is they have these really large files that Kindle counts as pages read if whoever's reading them goes to the end of the file. And that's pretty easy to do using bots and click farms. And of course there's nothing that really, one of the problems is that Amazon has a really hard time tracking that. So as a result, these are the people who are getting the lion's share of the Kindle Unlimited pool. They're the ones who are keeping the all-star cutoffs very high. It used to be you could get an all-star if you had 2 million page reads on a single title in a month. Or about 1.5 million to 2 million in total across all of your titles in a month. So I've done that a couple of times, 4 times, 5 times. And I'm hoping to do it again eventually, but there's not really a lot of probability that that's going to happen. As long as the click farmers are making bank. So it's all right, I don't care. Well, I do care, but it's not enough to get upset about. As long as I'm getting a half cent word or so, I don't care. That's fine. I mean, I'd like to have the bonus, but the bonus is bonus is a bonus, and I don't have any control over the bonus. I don't have any control over the pages read. I don't have any control over what Amazon's going to pay for each page read. If it gets to be too bad, authors start leaving, subscribers start leaving, Amazon will deal with it. So the last thing Amazon wants is subscribers leaving. They really don't care about publishers, about authors, but they do care about subscribers leaving. My goodness. Bird action here this morning. There's a robin flying alongside me. Those are red-winged blackbirds. Must be spring. Anyway. So yeah, we got this book done, we get the next book done, we get the third book done. And I think about what I'm going to do next. I'm probably going to finish Cape Grace. Cape Grace is about a third done now. I don't know how much of it I can keep, but I like the book. It's it's got some juice to it. I posted a little excerpt to it to the Facebook group the other day, and it was very well received. So. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Some interesting complaints about the plot of Suicide Run. It's like, and it comes up every time. And it's usually the same person who brings it up. It's like, why are the people so stupid? And the answer is, they're not stupid from their perspective. It makes perfect sense from their perspective. But when you're reading it from outside, when you're reading it with perfect information, it becomes much more obvious that what they're doing is screwed up. The one that keeps coming up is, why does Dorian not understand why people aren't docking at his station? The answer is, he's not a spacer. He doesn't understand what that means. He's been a stationer all his life. He's never been associated with what spacers do, what makes their life their life. And so as a result, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have any clue about what to do to make that station more attractive. And I get that people who are well associated with the Golden Age universe understand what being a spacer is. And the difficulty is that I haven't just worked with them, I've worked with the other people who've been in the universe, the stationers. I'm often baffled by, well, yeah, but why would you expect somebody who's born, brought up, and lived their entire life on a station to understand what being a spacer means? Just because you live in space, it's not how it works. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.